Kirk told CNBC almost 90% of the vast Pacific Free Trade Agreement had been negotiated, leaving the talks in the difficult final stages of a marathon. The TPP failed short of a deal last month due to clashes over dairy and automotive trade. Japan showed less optimism about the trade deal that's already 8 years in the making. According to the Japan Times, their economic and fiscal policy minister said it would be difficult to reconvene a meeting of TPP trade ministers by the end of this month, and with the schedule for a next ministerial meeting up in the air, Japan is unlikely to wrap up domestic ratification procedures for the regional trade deal by the end of 2015. The U.S. faces the same outcome with the possibility of the TPP talks for Congress spilling into next year. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry recently expressed more confidence that the Trans-Pacific Partnership would be completed by this year. Kerry likened the TPP talks to a deal negotiated over 18 months between Iran and six other countries to lift sanctions in return for curbs on a nuclear program. But many hurdles remain in the TPP, including sticking points on dairy markets. The TPP would cover 12 countries with a combined gross domestic product of $28 trillion, among them Australia and Japan. Even if the trade deal could be completed by the end of the year, it does face election cycle politics here in the U.S.